Hi, this is Larry Jordan, the host of the Digital Production Buzz. The following interview is an excerpt from a recent program. To learn more about our weekly podcasts, visit digitalproductionbuzz.com. Sam Messman has worked for Apple, ESPN, Glee, and Break.com, to name a few, and is now one of the people behind FCP Works, a workflow training and pro video solutions provider built around Final Cut 10 and the Apple ecosystem. He's also a regular writer for FCP Co. and Movie Maker magazine, teaches post-production workflow at Red's Reducation classes, and basically doesn't sleep. Hello, Sam. Welcome back.
Hey, Larry. How you doing?
I am doing great, and I'm surprised you've been able to work us into your schedule. Thanks for taking the time.
Oh, thanks for having me. It's not as bad as you think.
Sounds pretty awful. What is, by the way, what is this brand new thing you've created called FCP Works?
Well, it's not just me. They just make me do all the talking. But basically, what FCP Works is this crazy idea that you can do integrated solutions built around Final Cut Pro 10, despite what people may think. And basically, our goal really is to be kind of the Apple Store for pro video editors. And so essentially, the idea is that we are a reseller for all of the gear that we use in our day-to-day. And on top of that, we do workflow and integration that's built around Final Cut Pro 10 systems, whether that's feature films, broadcast, or the indie filmmaker. So that's kind of the long and short of it. And the real idea is that we happen to really believe that pro video work can actually be done with Final Cut 10 and actually, in many cases, can help editors get work done faster and spend more time on their stories, which I think at the end of the day is the whole point of the thing.
Well, I want to come back to the way that Final Cut and workflow and collaboration all work together, but let's take a step back. Creating a career in workflow is not an 8-year-old's number one goal in life. What got you interested in workflow and systems like this in the first place?
My background is as an editor and colorist, and I've kind of been around the block in a lot of different places. And, one thing I kind of noticed is that there's, I think one of the big problems is that a lot of the productions, tend to be focused on their particular job. And in terms of managing how things get from point A to point B, there tends to be a limited amount of communication. I think that a lot of people or a lot of departments have with each other. And I think a lot of problems that a lot of productions face can kind of be solved with a little planning at the beginning and figuring out how you're going to get from point A to point B, as opposed to running into problems down the line and being like, well, I thought you were supposed to do that. And so for me, I think there's kind of a niche where, there's a lot, and I'm kind of a bit of a nerd when it comes to hard drives and gear and all that. And so, I kind of felt like there was sort of a missing link, I think, in a lot of this, especially having worked with so many different producers and productions where, the producers, they just kind of want to get it done and want to figure out the best way to get there. So, with Final Cut 10 and stuff, I also noticed there was a little bit of a hole in terms of education and how, it could really be used in a pro workflow. And I'd been using it, and it sort of just kind of one thing led to another, and I ended up in this little niche somehow.
And just to give a quick pricey, what are some of the film projects you've worked on?
I cut my teeth mostly doing lots of independent film. So I did a independent documentary back in 2006 or 2007 for a company called The Gloves, and then we went off and shot our independent feature film, which was kind of our dream, or, well, one of our supposed to be dream projects, and so that's where I really kind of learned how to, I guess, make a feature film from beginning to end, because no one really was there to show us. So, you know, we started pretty much right from the very beginning with an early build of the Red camera when it was first released, and kind of took that all the way through the process, and that's how I got up to speed on Red. And then I ended up in Los Angeles, and I was working a lot in broadcast and then branded and sponsored content. But on the side, I would finish and color correct movies for broadcast in a lot of cases. So in terms of, you know, from kind of production through to the post side, I kind of filled in a lot of different niches on the post-production process. And then there was broadcast, and I was over on the NBA Finals for a couple of years. And, you know, it's there's a ton of work.
You know, I was just thinking, yeah. let's get specific for a second. I want to pin your feet to the floor here. You recently had a workflow event where people could attend. What were some of the key takeaway points? What was the key things that people need to learn? Because now I want to start to get specific about how we can collaborate and how we can set up a workflow within Final Cut 10.
Okay. Well, basically the event, so just to give you background on what the event was, it was the launch event, and pretty much it was all about different workflows. So our main presentation was about an hour long, and actually we went long on all of them. We did it three times over the course of the day. And there was a presentation on the new version of Final Cut from Apple, where basically, you know, I would say the highlight of it was 4K performance on the new Mac Pro, and they were demoing 16 streams of 4K media playing back in real time in a multicam, among other things, with previewable effects and live editing in full quality, not in our better quality performance, not even better performance, but better quality. So the heart of that was just showing how 4K is really just another resolution in terms of performance. And, you know, with some of the hardware that's out now, you don't even need to worry about it. It's just, you just sit down and edit. And that's sort of, that was kind of the theme throughout the presentations. And Bryce Button from AJA presented 4K workflow with the Key Pro and the new IO 4K. Then I was up and I demoed a new app that's going to be released hopefully next month called ShotNotes 10, which is basically going to allow you to have a fully synced, renamed, and completely searchable metadata from the script supervisor. And you're able to now do this in 10 minutes from downloading your footage from set. So for scripted workflows, that's really valuable.
And wait, what's the name of that soon-to-be-released program?
ShotNotes 10, or X, however you want to label it.
Okay, ShotNotes 10. Okay, so that I think leads into another discussion. There's been a lot of talk that Final Cut 10 is not designed for collaboration. It's perfect for the single editor, but not when you've got files that have to move around a team. How would you answer that?
Well, at the end of the presentation, we brought everyone out into what we called the ecosystem room. And that was powered. We had about, I think, 8 or so Mac Pros that were all connected over Quantum StoreNext, actually, which is about as professional a collaborative environment can get. And it's about as high-end as you can get. And they were all working off of shared media and over 8-gig fiber. And and you can do the exact same thing off XSAN. And with the new library model, it makes collaborative editing substantially easier than it had been in previous versions. And basically, you know, we just brought people over and showed them.
Well, it seems to me that in order to do this, to be able to share files around, you need to have not only Final Cut, but a set of plugins that work with it to support collaborative editing and the reports that people need. What plugins are you recommending as part of a high-end Final Cut system?
Well, there's a few different things. And do you want me to include apps in some of that as well?
Okay, yep, please.
Because, I mean, the guys over at Intelligent Assistants who are actually there demoing Lumberjack, which is for documentary work, is, I think, going to be kind of a lifesaver on a number of levels. So if you're in documentary, reality, et cetera, it's very similar in terms of application to what ShotNotes 10 does, except it's for basically non-scripted workflows. And there's that element. And they also have a few other applications that are pretty much must-owns for Final Cut 7 people, 7 to 10. But then they have Producer's Best Friend, which can send out reports, music cue sheets, et cetera, which is very valuable for, you know, passing things to different departments and keeping people on the same page and letting you know what's in your edit. They have Change List 10, which is which will update change notes, or basic, which is a kind of a standard working thing in higher end workflows where you need to update your cuts for the sound designer, et cetera, and that replicates, you know, what a lot of people felt was a missing feature from Final Cut 7 and Avid, et cetera. Let me think, what else? DaVinci Resolve is a big one, which, you know, integration with Final Cut 10, they just updated for 10.1. And in terms of high-end color and finishing, that's, you know, becoming rapidly the industry standard, and it works extremely well with Final Cut. And then there's some plugins. For instance, Cormel Slice X is, I think, pretty much the coolest plugin that exists.
I think between Slice X and Track X, I'd have to agree with you. Both of those from Cormel are amazing.
Yeah, I mean, those guys are just fantastic. And FX Factory actually has a bunch of really cool ones as well. And by the way, Autodesk Smoke now takes Final Cut 10 XML. And I even heard a rumor that Flame is now. And by the way, going to some of the other applications, another Intelligent Assistance app, which is 10 to 7, is actually great for getting to Premiere or After Effects. And it's something that not a lot of people, because, you know, it says go to get back to Final Cut 7, but actually it's more useful to get to applications. You know, you can get to Scratch. I've actually done that for a short film. So you can get anywhere that takes, or Pablo, for instance. So the fact is, it's actually not a very closed ecosystem at all. You can get anywhere you need to go. Extra Pro, obviously, for Pro Tools workflows, works very well, especially the advanced versions where if you know what you're doing with roles, you can customize those and have a really nice AAF come into your sound designer. People actually are a little bit surprised at how clean a lot of those come in. I personally don't miss ONF at all, to be honest.
Sam, for people that want to learn more about the kind of solutions that FCP Works offers, where can they go on the web?
Well, we have launched our site, which is fcpworks.com, and we are going to be adding to it considerably over the next few months. But probably the best thing, if you're interested in learning more, is, you know, probably just to email me at sam@fcpworks.com. Because we're going to be putting out recommended solutions and a lot of these other things, and we have them. They just have not been fully fleshed out on the website. I think the website looks really nice. It's just there's a lot more that's coming soon.
And so, the website is all one word, fcpworks.com, and Sam Mestman is the official voice of FCP Works. Sam, thanks for joining us today.
Hey, Larry, thanks for having me.
Take care. Bye-bye.